Registration to attend the 50th International Eucharistic Congress next year in Dublin, Ireland, is now open. The organizing committee for the IEC 2012 are currently hosting delegates from over 70 national churches for a special preparatory meeting ahead of the event, who were addressed yesterday by Dublin's Archbishop Dermot Martin. Emma McCarthy is there and sent us this report.
The renewal of the Irish Church is above all the responsibility of the Irish Church. And the coming 5 years will be among the most critical in the history of recent Irish Catholicism. But the presence of pilgrims from all around the world would be an enormous encouragement to Irish Catholics in their efforts of renewal. This was the central message that Archbishop Dermot Martin of Dublin brought to international delegates to the Pontifical Commission for International Eucharistic Congresses from over 70 countries who gathered in the Irish capital from June 1st to 3rd. The Archbishop painted a bleak but realistic picture of the current state of the Catholic Church in Dublin for participants in an address it delivered Thursday morning in the former missionary college of All Hallows. A city and archdiocese that is scheduled to host the 50th International Eucharistic Congress just 1 year from now. Archbishop Martin said he feared secularisation in Ireland is far more advanced than most would prefer to believe, and he quoted some shocking statistics. Many outside of Ireland still believe that Ireland is a bastion of traditional Catholicism, he said, and are surprised to discover that there are parishes in Dublin where the presence at Sunday Mass is some 5% of the Catholic population, and in some cases, even below 2%. Archbishop Martin conceded that while Sunday Mass attendance is not the only statistic to indicate an affiliation with the Church, it is hardly possible to remain a truly Christian person if one has no contact over years with the Eucharist. He spoke of his greatest concern, the rift between the Church and young people, and the dangers of reducing the sacraments to a social occasion. The Primate of Ireland described what is happening in Ireland as painful, not only because of the horrors of abuse, but because of the failure in passing on the faith to the coming generation. This, he concluded, is why the Eucharistic Congress can offer an important contribution in the path of renewal. In the midst of so many negative factors, he said, the Irish Church must not lose sight of the signs of the grace of God. Archbishop Martin spoke of support he has received from Pope Benedict XVI as he tries to lead a church wounded by the scandal of abuse, which must regenerate in a changed society. And he spoke of his impatience to learn about the path that the apostolic visitation will set out, so renewal can begin decisively. The 50th International Eucharistic Congress runs from June 10th to 17th, 2012, in Dublin, Ireland. Registration is now open. Information is available on www.iec2012.ie. From Dublin, for Vatican Radio, I'm Emer McCarthy.